Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
I was transferred over to you because there was a charge on my card that I didn't authorize.
Okay, ma'am. Give me just a moment here. Let me get the account pulled up. I'm getting the account pulled up, ma'am. Just give me just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. That's... It's still loading, ma'am. I do apologize.
Mm-hmm. I know, they're slow.
Well, you know what they say, you don't need to rush a computer. Because if you rush, it'll go even slower if you do.
Yeah.
I learned that when I first got into college.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, and please verify the email.
Carol_Papsy@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you for that. And please verify the street address.
369 Gun Club Road, Woodland, Washington.
Okay, thank you for that. And the last four digits of the card number is 4246.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am. Let's see here. And I see that you have the ice maker and the membership to our gadget website. How can I assist you?
I did not receive an ice maker, and I don't remember ordering one.
Okay, ma'am. Well, this would have came through either an email, through Amazon or Costco or another box store that the customer would recognize, or the customer's phone services, or through a social media ad, through either Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, or through your text messages.
Yeah. I probably looked at it, but didn't order anything.
Let's see. Okay. Okay, ma'am, and we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation, and that false claims to fraudulent charges will result in penalties, such as a fine, as long as you are sure that no one in your household, including yourself, placed the original order, then we will proceed with the claim.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see here. Okay, ma'am. And with the way that this would have happened with the extra charges is that whenever the customer submits for the shipping and handling charges or the entry fee, then the customer would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website, where we send our customers $125 e-voucher for the customer to use, is why you see these charges.
If I received it, I deleted it.
Okay, ma'am. I refunded the $39.99 and the $67.32, and that'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. The account has been canceled out, so you won't be billed or charged anything else further.
Ah, thank you.
And did the previous agent give you the confirmation number?
No, he didn't.
Okay, I can give you that whenever you're ready.
Yes.
It's C as in Charlie, 262605984.
Okay, C262605984.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
And is there anything else that I can assist you with?
Nope, you handled it good.
Okay. And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
You too, and have a nice Thanksgiving.
And same to you too, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support.